Are you ready to step up your game in life? Then you're in the right place. This Kick-Ass Strong podcast is for you. I am your host, Marvie Cheddar Grossman. More than a decade ago, I began a journey that changed my life in such a powerful way that it became evident that I needed to pass that information and wisdom on to others. As a result, a ripple effect would be created in families, work environments, communities around the world. Today is International Women's Day. Today, the world officially celebrates women of all ages, of all nations, of all economics, in all facets of their lives. From me to you, know that you are important. You are loved. You are seen. And you have a why. As I celebrate with other women today, the fact that we are women contributing in some fashion every day to this world, my heartstrings also play a melancholy melody. I reflect on conversations I have with so many women who are struggling, who have hit a wall, who are stuck. I'm not intentionally excluding men from this conversation because I know you also have your struggles. You just don't share those as openly as women do. The scenario of women on the struggle bus is just not a current event that has transpired in the past 2 or 3 years. It's a challenge that covers a lifespan of women from their teens to their 20s to geriatric seniors. How many of you listening have been in toxic relationships way too long? How many of you have put all of your energy into raising your kids at the expense of your own health and well-being, only to be left in the dust when they leave the nest? How many of you have lost someone significant in your life but didn't grieve through the process because you didn't give yourself time or permission to do so? How many of you are dragging so much baggage around with you, by the end of the day, you are exhausted beyond tired? You go to bed early, but you can't sleep. You eat because you think that might give you the needed energy you are so desperately needing. When it all comes down to it, and you know you need help, where do you turn? Most women head to their medical doctor. The MD approaches your situation from a clinical viewpoint, as they have been trained to do. And you leave their office prescription in hand for anxiety or depression. How many of you are swallowing those pills, hoping for a miracle? Listen, I'm going to be straight up with you. This Kick-Ass podcast is based on a lot of my personal experiences. When you reach my age, lived life large like I have, you have a lot of personal experiences under your tool belt. So when I give you examples, many times I have experienced those exact situations. However, knowing that human beings and their challenges are not cookie cutouts, I compile similarities of experiences from a broad array of women. Across the board, many women feel guilty if they invest in themselves in any way. As caregivers and nurturers, we consistently put others first. You cannot continue to do that. You cannot pour into others if your glass is empty. Kudos to those women who figured this out in their 20s or 30s. For me, I just lived life fast and furious until my late 50s, when it all came crashing down. And because I had not taken care of me, because I had not built a reserve up, when I hit a major crisis in my life, I fell apart like a 1,000-piece puzzle being dropped on the floor. I headed to my doctor. Although he didn't prescribe pills for anxiety or depression, he did prescribe sleeping pills. Unbeknownst to me, that particular prescription was highly addictive and also mood-altering. You bet I slept well. So well, I didn't want to get out of bed. And when I did, I was a puddle. It was only when I needed to see a specialist for a real medical reason that I was told about the effects of this drug and to get the hell off of it. I'm not blaming the medical community. As a whole, many are overworked and striving to do the best they can with the resources they have. Their training is focused on your physical needs. Prescribing you a pill, well, that's their wheelhouse. But for a lot of cases, the magic pill is, well, that's not what is needed. Absolutely not. What is needed is for you to take a pause, take a breath, and ask yourself, what are you afraid of? You see, anxiety, depression, a feeling of overwhelm, these feelings can stem from fear. We just experienced the pandemic. Not only was COVID a pandemic, but there was also a pandemic of anxiety and depression for all ages. What was the impetus for this pandemic? Fear. Fear that the pandemic would never end. Fear that I would be one of the casualties. Fear that they would never reopen the schools. Fear that I would never be able to resume a normal life. It is fear that holds us in situations that are toxic. It is fear that keeps us stuck. So how do you overcome this? Honestly, there are no quick fixes. There are no magic pills. Not a 6-week program or a weekend retreat is going to be the cure-all. But there are tools and techniques you can learn and put in your toolbox that will help you through those challenges. Tools that can up-level who you are. Instead of being hungry for that next bag of chips or that next slice of pizza, you will be hungry for more knowledge about how to think differently, how to forgive yourself, how to love on yourself. When I finally wiped up that puddle of Marvy off the floor, I signed up with a personal life coach. I talked to her twice a month via Zoom. She would encourage me to talk about my challenges and my wins. With baby steps, she guided me as I learned to love myself, forgive myself, set intentions for better days ahead. I kept those coaching sessions up for 2 years. After a period of time while still being coached, I signed up for a class or two that appealed to my situation. The result? Today, I am a personal coach. Today, I offer classes both in person and online. Today, I am hungry to learn and grow by taking classes from those who I would aspire to be like. Where do you start your journey? If you were like me, you didn't know where to begin or who to talk to. I'm here to help. I've walked in your shoes, and I have found that there are a few must-have tools for your toolbox. The first one, you have to have some good books. Three of my mentors are also authors. I read all of their books. They inspire me, they challenge me. I typically read the book through the first time, and the second time, I have a highlighter in hand and a notebook ready. The second tool for your toolbox? You need to listen to some good stuff. Today, podcasts make some of the best speakers in the world available to you within seconds, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Being exposed to the ideas of others and listening to them share their passion is a tremendous way to learn and grow. Another tool for your toolbox is good thinking. My day begins with a morning routine. During this time, I set my intentions for the day. So, for example, if I'm focused on eating healthy, my intentions might be, I am a healthy, thriving, beautiful woman. There's a great app I would recommend that you can download called I Am. It's free. I encourage you to download it and give it a try. Let me know what you think. Another tool for your toolbox is to have great conversations. Think about it. When was the last time you had a real, adult, stimulating conversation? A good conversation with someone helps clarify and sometimes even challenges our thinking for the better. I love conversing with my husband, Steve. We can talk about everything, even if it's just out of curiosity. Finally, another tool for your toolbox is good questions. Learn how to ask them and be willing to ask them. I have three grandchildren, with another to be born any day. And what is that one question children ask the most and adults get so tired of hearing? Why? Why are we going here? Why are you doing that? Why are we having hamburgers? Always the why. So much so that adults soon begin to squash the natural born curiosity, and it begins to shrivel up and die. Yet an individual that is willing to ask good questions is an individual who can unlock many a mystery of life. So go ahead and ask why. In fact, start with you. Why are you here? What is your why for this season in your life? Do you know? Do you have the tools you need in your toolbox to help you discover the answers? I have discovered that helping others is my passion. This is my why for this season in my life. It is my inspiration to provide you with tools and techniques for your toolbox. I would like to help you live your purpose and fulfill your potential. You can't build a house without the right tools in your toolbox, and you can't improve your life without the right tools in your I Can Do This toolbox. If I can help you, support you, love on you, please let me know. You are never too young, too old. It's never too late or too anything. The time really is now. So let's do this. I know you can. Let's create that kick-ass life you were meant to live. Thank you for stopping by today. If you have any questions, any comments, or would like more information as to how to work with me, please check out the links below. And remember to follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Above all, have a kick-ass day.